Welcome to Tara and Rama's Hard News Call on Friday night. We are so grateful that you are joining us here tonight. And this is Rainbird, and I'm going to do the opening, set that tone for this evening. And so let's just take a few nice, easy breaths to center ourselves and come into that quiet space. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, and go into that heart space that way. Let go of any thoughts. So we're calling those directions, those seven sacred directions. As we gather here around this round table, this rainbow round table, all you beings of the East, come, look this way. Join us here at this round table tonight. We are so grateful for you. We're grateful for that new day and that illumination. Those new beginnings. Grateful for Nisara in our lives. And grateful for those white knights, being those eagles and angels. Grateful for all of the eagles and angels and commanders here. Grateful for those eagles flying high like that, keeping us connected with our galactic brothers and sisters that way. I'm grateful for that sun rising and that promise of that new day and the new way, these new beginnings. Thank you for joining us here tonight, you good beings, gatekeepers of the East. And all you gatekeepers of the North, you tall standing ones, that Tree Nation. Come look this way, join us here tonight at this round table. We are so grateful for that, the wisdom that we that we gather in our lives, our knowledge and the truth, that cold hard truth. Coming forth and showing itself in the light of day. We're grateful for those wisdom keepers. Reminding us how to claim our own wisdom within ourselves, within that the deep places in those bone memories. And we're grateful for those midwives in the North. Assisting in all these changes, going from an old paradigm to a new paradigm. So thank you, all you good ones of the North. Thank you for joining us here at this round table tonight. All you good ones of the West, come, look this way. Come join us here. New setting sun. Thank you, bringing in that darkness like that. Completing that day, a little bit of completion and going within place. We're grateful to Bear reminding us how to do that in a good way. We're grateful for Jaguar riding us in the Nagual. Let us ride on her back like that. And we're grateful for Horse. In this good year, the Horse, thank you for reminding us how to stay in our power. And be sensitive to those subtle energies all around us. Letting others know what's up like that, that good way of communicating that you have. Thank you, Horse. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you, all you beings of the West, all you good gatekeepers. All you ones of the South, come, join us here. We're so grateful for that laughter of the children. Reminding us for our own child self and for the abundance, so much abundance coming our way. Thank you, Nisara, for bringing abundance to all of our lives and assisting us as we build our communities in new ways and learn to find our song and sing and find our dance. So we're grateful for all you good ones of the South. Thank you for Coyote reminding us not to take ourselves so seriously. And thanks for all those cosmic jokes. And we're grateful to Rabbit, that trickster, for all those teachings. How to run around and lose the dog. So thank you, all you good ones of the South. Thank you, these healing plants. So much gratitude for that healing plant kingdom. Sky Nation, come look this way. All you galactic brothers and sisters, we are so grateful to be greeting you. Thank you for joining us here tonight. Thank you for coming this way and assisting us, encouraging us as we do this dance here. We are so grateful. We are so grateful to join the galactic family. We're grateful for you, Sun, and that for all of your warmth and heat and wisdom and oh my goodness, all that you bring is so much love. Thank you for your love. And thank you, Helios and Vesta, and that Alcyon. Thank you. Thank you for joining us here tonight as we do this work in this council fire. Mother Earth, we are so grateful for you. Pachamama, thank you for this turtle island. Thank you for this, all your beautiful kingdoms and land and waters. We're so grateful to see those waters clean up. We're grateful to see all of your species, all your different two-leggeds and four-leggeds and creepy crawlies. And thank you for that manna. And thank you for that plant kingdom and the elemental kingdom and the devas and the angels. Thank you so much for all your kingdoms, Mother, and your beauty. So much beauty. So much love. So thank you, Mother Earth, Gaia, Paiwamas, thank you for joining us here tonight at this council, this Rainbow Roundtable. We are so grateful for you. An ancestor, seven generations back and seven generations forward, come, join us here at this around this fire. And we're so grateful for all your lives. Thank you for those bone memories. And thank you for those whispers in the wind. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for standing by us and lining things up for us as we do our work here in the physical. Thank you for trusting us at this time for doing this work. I know we do it all together. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for all the memories. Thank you for joining us. Aho. Aho Matakwiasin, all my relations. And Inlock Esh, that Mayan thing that means I am another yourself, or you are me. So I'm grateful that you're all here tonight, and I want to do a little bit of housekeeping now, as we are a listener-supported radio program and conference call. So we ask that everybody pitch in a little bit and help us out. Currently, we are 1 week in arrears, so we need $525, which means we broke even last week. We brought in enough to break even and for the week, but we need to catch up for the week we missed. So, and the week in hand. So it takes all of us, and it's easy. We can't do that for ourselves or in that way if money is tight. then talk to some friends and have them join us on the call. The more that are here, the easier it is for all of us to do this little piece, and it's so precious. It's just a wonderful thing that we can gather each week this way and do this work with Tara and Rama and all the people. It's a We the People call, and it takes all of us, and we're grateful for all of our lives. So thank you for showing up that way. And the way you can send a donation to DBS Radio is you can do that online at bbsradio.com. Click on Radio Station 2. Look for the icons for the Stargate Roundtable on Thursdays with Marita Pickett, or the icon for the Hard News Call on Friday with Tara and Rama, or the History of Nasara Call on Saturday with Tara and Rama. Any one of these will work to take you to the place where you can use your plastic and make a donation that way. And so that's a good way to do that. And the other way is to just put a check, cashier's check or a money order in the mail and send that directly to BBS. And that address is BBS Network, Inc. And 5167 Toyon Lane, T-O-Y-O-N. And those toys are in Paradise, California. I know you know how to spell paradise, so I'll just give you the zip, 95969. Okay, I'll repeat the numbers, 5167, Toyon Lane, in Paradise, California, 95969. And alternatively, you can send or contact Rama and Tara at 2013rainbowroundtable.ning.com. That's no W's on that. And then look for the tab on the homepage for making a contribution to Rama's PayPal account. And if you do so, also it's good to email Rama, or if you're sending to his address, to let him know that you're sending something. So that email address is Koran, K-O-R-A-N, 999@comcast.net. And the physical address for Tara and Rama is Ram D. Berkowitz, R-A-M, D, as in David Berkowitz, B-E-R-K. O-W-I-T-Z at 1704B, as in boy, Llano Street, L-L-A-N-O, number 249. And that's in Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87505. And as you would need to make a phone contact, Marita's number is 317-773-0061. And remember that Mother's segment does readings through Tara and Rama. Very good. Very much fun. And can be extremely helpful. Depending on what part of your growth pattern you're in, there's always something going on. So consider that. You can also consider, I don't know. Consider just gifting. Paying it forward. That's what we want. We want to do our commitment here, and it takes all of us, and we have been doing it for how many years now? Four years. So we've been doing this a long time, and we have much gratitude for all of you, for all that you do to keep these calls rolling as they do. And now, let's check in with some Faction 3 information. Greetings, Tara. Greetings, Rama. What's up in the zoo?
Greetings.
Greetings, everybody.
Can you hear me now?
We hear you great. You sound like you have a new microphone.
That's a writer. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I mean, it took a while to get it all figured on how to get it rewired, but I'm glad we got this. I just want to say that little tiny microphone lasted us for about the last 4 years. Yeah.
Bless our sister, Linda. Thank you.
Linda Hauptman. She left us last year, about October, I think. Yeah. She went to the other side, but she gave that to us when we were visiting her in 2009.
And as you wish to come back, Lady Master Mother is ready to bring you back.
That's a writer. We were just looking at, E.T.'s auto repair. E.T., he was looking at Rama because we've been using the passenger seat door to get into the driver's seat of the car for over a year now because the door needs to be fixed.
The handle on the door, well, let's just say, there's no handle on the door. I got to open it from the inside.
You got to come in the other side. But anyway, then E.T. was saying it's time for somebody to give you another car.
Oh, my God.
And then I said, well, in the news in January here, Toyota put out a report that the Japanese automaker announced on Monday, January 6th, 2014, that its hydrogen-powered car will be on sale in the year 2015 in the United States, 1 year earlier than previously expected. The car, which has a test name of XCV, uses a hydrogen fuel cell.
Mm.
Toyota says that it can reach 0 to 60 miles per hour at around 10 seconds or less.
Whoa.
And only requires 3 to 5 minutes of refueling time. Global warming is real. And we need to totally revamp our society as we want to go green before it is too late. So good on Toyota for making it easier on us to do that. That's pretty amazing. I mean, you know how fast a year goes by, everybody. So, Nasara now and start planning on getting hydrogen fuel cell cars.
And
Now, back to the other hard news. Tonight is hard news.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Commander.
On Ed Schultz this morning, he had Senator Gillibrand on, and she was fit to be tied, tearing up the military concerning...
It didn't pass in Congress. That it didn't pass. They were supposed to help the vets.
Yeah.
And it did not pass.
And that
and the Republicans were the snots, and they're the ones that say, my whole life I'm devoted to the military. And they're the ones that screwed us up on this vote here.
Senator Gillibrand tore the military a new one this morning, talking about the Joint Chiefs of Staff, saying, you're doing nothing about the rape and abuse that's happening in the military concerning our female veterans. And, the way she put it is, you people that sit up there with the Joint Chiefs of Staff in your uniforms with your medals, you have mothers, you have grandmothers, grandfathers, brothers and sisters, and, we are all one. And she said some very harsh words, saying that you need to get off your duffs and support our vets. And Paul Rykoff also today from he's the director of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans Against the Wars. He spoke up about this today and just saying it's unconscionable that our vets come back, they get nothing, they get the boot, and they get thrown out in the streets, just like Ronald Reagan threw the mentally ill out of the hospitals and said, fend for yourselves if you can. And Paul Rykoff was very angry about this morning as well. And Senator Gillibrand also talked about how Bill O'Reilly, Pat Robertson, Lindsey Graham, Mr. Panama John, of course, John McCain, are throwing Mr. Obama under the bus, saying, you know, the black man has unleashed the black demons out there, talking about, you know, how people of color who are gay are coming out and speaking with truth to power. And they were just condemning this recent football player, Mr. Sam, who came out and just said, yeah, I'm gay and I'm proud of it. What, you wanna, you know, the way Mr. Sam put it is, I'm 240, 250 pounds. You wanna talk about it? You know,
well, yeah, but he's got a problem. He's not eating right or something.
Well, I mean, he's built like a brick, you know what, house. And
is he trim?
Very trim and fit.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, but he's just saying, you know, you don't want to meet me in a dark alley with a bad attitude, is basically what he was saying.
Who was saying that now?
Mr. Sam, the football player.
Oh, yeah, him. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And all of this has to do with, you know, Miss Skeletor from Arizona, Jan Brewer, bless her heart. She vetoed the bill, but I mean, everybody from our friend who comes on, Tom, and Stephanie Miller, I can't think of his name. He sits in for Tom all the time.
Mike Papantonio?
No. He's a talk show host, but he sits in for Tom. I can't think of his name.
Oh, he's gay.
Yeah.
I remember who you talked about. I don't know his name, though.
But he came on Stephanie Miller as well today, along with John Fugelsang, and they were calling Jan Brewer Miss Skeletor to join with Rick Scott, Skeletor of Florida. And just saying, maybe these two should get together. But, I mean, it's just so, send these ones so much love with what's happening with the stories. Because this is attacks on people who are, I mean, I'm just so touched by what George Takei talked about on Amy in the last couple days, because it is bringing the opportunity forward for, as divine human rights, it opens the doorway for our friends and visitors to come here who are already here, yet they don't have to come out of the closet. They just have to decloak and just basically say, you know, let's stop talking about war. Let's talk about how we can heal this planet right now. And John Fugelsang was also today on the Ed Schultz Show. He was on Katie Couric talking about the issues going on in Arizona. And it's very interesting to see all of this being played out right now, in the midst that so many people have praised Mr. Obama for what he did in the last day or so with "I am my brother's keeper." And this is huge with what's happening, because aside from JFK Sr., I have never heard a president talk so intimately to people in such a loving way. And what Stephanie played this morning clips from Obama's speech that as children that grow up in economically disadvantaged households, there's a different kind of lingo that happens where words are used and the level of education is not so good. And it has to do with what Tom Hartman talks about quite a bit, where when the mother, the father, the children are at such a high stress level, there are chemicals that are produced in the mother where it is not a place of peace. It is kind of stressful. Those stress levels go into the children. They go into the baby. They go into the animals. And the entire household is affected. And when that level of stress that is going on, because in the realm where you are thinking there's not enough time, money, love, air to breathe, or a way in order to work with the frequencies to see the solutions rather than the problems, it creates the domestic violence we are seeing at such insane levels. And John Fugelsang brought this up this morning. Why are we training our police and our law enforcement and even firemen since 9/11 for counterinsurgencies in the United States? Who has declared war against we the people here in the United States? You know, we do not look like Al-Qaeda here. And, you know, I'm not building pipe bombs in my house. So, or I'm not planning to, you know, go on the internet and go and look at the anarchist cookbook and try to figure out how to build a nuclear bomb in my backyard.
Rama, are you getting on a binge?
Well, I'm just saying, these were the things that were brought up. Why are our police being equipped? Like, they're going to go after, you know, the T-1000 or that lady that ran after John Connor in the movie Rise of the Machines. I mean, this is scary stuff. And Randy Rhodes talked about this today. What are we, you know, where is this? I passed the talking stick because, I mean, yeah, I'm on a rant, sort of, but it's just...
Yeah, well, you didn't finish what Senator Gillibrand was upset about. She was talking about another thing about the right of the Armed Services Committee.
Yeah.
The part of the Armed Services Committee on accountability for sexual abuse and rape in the military. And that she says she's holding the Joint Chiefs of Staff responsible as they are not willing to do anything about rape in the military.
Yeah.
And she pretty much said you need to be stripped of all of your medals and your rank and start at the bottom because that's like the most important thing. And
yeah,
it's the least attention. And again, we have to take it away from the commanders because there's just been an extraordinary amount of violations on that command level, and then there's nobody to go to because they're the top dog, you know, in terms of what happens.
I mean, today she said the Tea Party is a domestic terrorist organization along with the NRA because they are literally throwing the president of the United States under the bus, calling him a monkey and a mutant. And I don't have issues with mutants, mutant and proud. And I have to say,
what are you talking about, mutants?
A mutated mongrel, you know.
Oh, you mean a communist mongrel?
Yeah.
That's a. I don't know how that can get away without being a real crime, really.
Yeah, I mean, this is just, I have to praise, respect, thank, and love the feelings that come up, because this week has not been easy for me talking about these things with folks. And
because
it brings the emotions up and for healing, because of such disrespect for a man who
yeah, well, you see he's handling it, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, no sweat. This man is a master, Mr. 19.5 degrees. That's why he is the ninth member of the Council of Nine from Sirius.
Yeah, and today he had to get up there and do an emergency press conference over the Ukraine and the militarized troops. 2,000 Russian troops entered the Crimea territory, and there was a response needed because they suspect it was they were wearing ski masks, and they had automatic weapons, and they had hand grenades, and they were like fully armed to the teeth, and they were like the quote unquote special forces, like the riot police again, who are suspected of having been called out by Yanukovych before he fled in the first place from Kiev. And they're the ones that killed. And the right number is in the hundreds, plural, of citizenry during the demonstrations that didn't end up so peaceful. But they were the same kind of characters that took over the airport, and they set up two street blockages, main thoroughfare blockages in Crimea, and then yesterday they went before the they invaded the parliament down there. See, they have some autonomy in Crimea. That's a unique thing that was given in 1953,
yeah,
by Khrushchev. But then when the Soviet Union disbanded, because Khrushchev had aligned them with the Ukraine, even though these people, they're 60% speaking Russian, then when the USSR was gone, then they were aligned with Ukraine, and they didn't really want that. So they were given some special autonomy at that time. So they have their own parliament. But they're still within, they're like a country within a country. They're still within the Ukraine. And right now, they're not so sure they want to stay there.
Right.
Because they consider alignment with the West. And we have to understand this, because the West is a very dirty name around the world, because what we do is we're bullies in every neighborhood we show up in. And our rules are not fair. And, you know, getting money from the World Bank, you know, this is just another sign that we need Nasara, everybody. And this old order has so much failure in it and so much corruption in it, it's not really retrievable. And here we've got Yanukovych, and he gave a little talk, as he's now a, you know, he's got sanctuary in Russia, and he's saying, I'm still the president, and it's a bunch of thugs that took over and they're not in charge. And oh my goodness, and I mean, the obvious embezzlement of the people's funds, hundreds of millions of dollars, it's, and the people over here, the Ukrainian people over here, have been before the UN, and they've been demonstrating and having candlelight vigils, and they're really they're in shock, because this is really a serious threat. This is considered an invasion of Russia, yet, you know, it was also triggered. It's a very touchy situation, and I can still understand how the Russian-speaking people do not trust the European Union. And this, today, the European Union cannot, their finances are, they're turning into sand. They cannot pull themselves up. And the dollar is getting more expensive against that really weak euro anyway. It's $1.38 going on $1.39 to buy one euro with with the dollars again. It's kind of getting way up there. And so this word that we've heard from Amy Goodman, I'm still going to stick really strongly with it, that you're going to see our criminal Republican corruption ring called Congress's Republicans arrested for war crimes and crimes against humanity and economic high treason. And hurry up. So what else do we have here? François Hollande is in Central African Republic.
Right.
It's 3 months into this mission that they've been arming folks in there. And the African military is in there, too, and attempting to halt deadly sectarian violence. It's still going on, though.
And also, I forgot to talk about this. The lady that was on Amy today from Bahrain.
Oh, yeah, we've got some political prisoners. There's one from Bahrain that's been in a Bahraini prison, and it's not pretty because it's very brutal in their prisons.
Yeah, and she is facing having to go back to prison again.
Two?
Well, she said that, you know, she got released and she has to go back to court on March 1st. And she may be facing prison time again just for protesting. I mean, this is a huge deal.
So have you ever gotten any feedback about how they're going to arrest these Saudi princes and stuff over there?
This has to do with stripping them of their finances because it is tied up.
Well, if the Illuminati have big fat zeros, why can't they do it for them too?
Well, this ties in with the IMF and the World Bank.
Well, the IMF is never really had any money. They've always funded it with hedge fund money.
This goes to the place where all they're playing with is this brinkmanship game because they have been stripped of their money and they're playing with this idea that they have unlimited funds. And like we have been told, the market went up 49 points today or something, yet it is
16,349.
Right.
And insanity. We'll just get to hear Max Kaiser squawk again tonight.
Yeah. And I mean, we saw the market. It was out there on Bloomberg TV. It went to zero. So why are we talking about 16,000?
What went to zero?
Remember, Magic Mary sent us that thing.
Oh, that's a whole month ago. The whole global economy already collapsed.
Right.
That's a done deal. All of this is fake hedge fund bank debenture rollover programs.
Yes. This is why
fake money.
This is why I have to say once again, anything that's being said out there about global settlements and global currency reset, all of it has to do with beloved ascended master Saint Germain has the divine right timing on this, and it ain't coming from Area 51.
Well, when I hear something about a hydrogen fuel cell running a car, I mean, you know, that's the best way to do it because this is running on fossil fuels. You stop using the fossil fuels.
Yeah.
And yet it's a vicious circle because that won't be allowed unless we get them arrested. So who's pushing the button? Who can do this now?
And Ed Schultz today also just said, I am going to continue to talk to people in Nebraska about the pipeline and how...
Well, they already blocked it. They can't use the Nebraska territory at all.
Yeah, and there are also folks talking about that, you know, Mr. Obama has to make a decision here about vetoing this pipeline completely.
Well, there's a major report that's come out about the, a revised report that's it's a completely opposite report from that corporate report that we got before now. I just know that there's a lot of muscle that's still being flexed here. Also, the World Bank, in a rare mood, is somehow forwarding $90 billion worth of aid to Uganda over the signing of a law that toughens punishment for homosexuals. Why are they giving them $90 billion from the World Bank when they did such an awful thing?
And
I
where
know Uganda is the poorest country in the world, but now they can put people's bodies away in prison for life if they don't like what they who they are, really.
is the 90 billion coming from if they have no money?
I just got through telling you it's called quantitative easing and dumping it into the marketplace called hedge funds and making more of this fake monopoly game. Okay. See, where I was in Norway, Sweden, and Denmark, they pulled all their money that they were helping Uganda with. They pulled all of it out. Yeah, but then what good is it do when the World Bank sticks a pile in? It's just not so.
Oh, and some kind of report today came out about the Clinton era concerning Hillary Clinton's issues, and they are going,
What?
Rachel's talking about it right now. It just reminded me, Ed talked about it, that, they're going over the Clinton era in this report of certain folks Hillary met with. One of the people isn't ex on the planet anymore. And thousands of Clinton White House papers released. Some of this has to do with Hillary's lover, Susan. That's all I got to say about that.
Oh, exposing that she's gay? Oh, that'll just be real interesting.
I mean,
I mean, anybody who's been paying attention has known that for quite a while now, but for it to be in the public era.
I don't have an issue with her being gay, but the issue about it is the fact that,
Oh, there's a whole bunch of murder behind all that.
that whole line of people that have disappeared under Bill and Hillary's watchful eye when you cross the line, like Ted Nugent crossed the line.
Okay, so then we've got a problem still here in New Mexico.
Oh,
The
yes.
leak is getting stronger, and 13 people got really doused and they're dying
Yes.
from a massive plutonium leak, and that's a super lethal.
At the WIPP isolation pilot project plant.
Waste institution pilot plant or something like that. That's where they put the nuclear waste, and it's been coming from all over the country.
And we have seen the trucks going down 599 skirting our city.
Yeah, not very much. 5 mile skirt, not doesn't really. Oh dear. So why we did what, drama?
Oh, I would just say that, this is the place where on the higher levels, it brings in, our friends who, Come March 31st, Dr. Stephen Bassett is opening the congressional hearings on disclosure in Congress. And, you know, that might sound like down the road and way off in the distance, yet it is just, you know, it could be, you know, it's like you turn around and it's the next moment. That's how fast the energies are moving in the midst of the chaos that we're witnessing in, I mean, a 24-hour moment is, you know, it's been condensed to about 12 hours or maybe 8 hours.
Let's on a lighter note, there's the Rio de Janeiro Carnival is going on right now, and
yeah,
all the ladies are naked, bare-breasted, and they got themselves painted up.
Yeah.
And they want to know why they can't walk down the beach like that on the regular every day when they can do it in the carnival. Evidently they banned it. It used to be just fine, and they just changed that rule.
Right.
Then there was also this person, Michelle Alangana, back in Paris. It's a man, and he was freed from national prison. Evidently, he's a Cameroon prisoner, and he was finally released after 17 years. For a charge of $2.3 million of embezzlement in the country. And he spent it in an isolation cell, solid 17 years all by himself. And he spoke, but he was really saying that, you know, he felt totally paralyzed, you know, can barely get, you know, back into relationship with society and stuff. And San Cristobal down in Venezuela is pretty paralyzed too as a city, which is where the most of the demonstrations, which have been mostly violent. And I noticed again a couple of days in a row where the anchor man in Al Jazeera was arguing with the reporter that's not what we're seeing. And that shows you, again, the filters put on the news that comes into this country. And again, another young lady, and she was saying, "You're wrong. I was there. I lived there." You know,
right.
And that's not the truth. And that's, you know, propaganda. And it was pretty hot stuff. But yes, these characterization of the demonstrations, again, to repeat, in Venezuela, they do not care about the democratic process at all. They do not care. They want to take over the government, and they want control. And it's a very ugly sort of thing. And they're self-righteous, and they're upper middle class. And the poorer people are demonstrating on the completely other side of the city, and they are working with Maduro. So, and it's all about economics. And then there's Red Cross talks that look very prosperously moving towards the reconciliation, where there's a great hope that the remains of the Japanese who died there around the end of World War II, that the remains of their bodies may be returned to Japan. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of reconciliation still going on that's not been completed from the past. So, how can we put it? There's a dance going on here. There's quite a dance going on here. And let's see. We've got to get money out of politics. Yes, that's still a piece that's going on. Get money out of politics.
And all this may sound like it is moving at a snail's pace, but it is moving at quantum light speed.
There's a Dr. Guido Gross That was on the big picture. This is a little while back, but mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting. They said at the Alfred Wegener Institute in Germany, they told the Science World Report that permafrost can be seen as a freezer.
Mm.
And you open it, you open the freezer, you know. In other words, the permafrost melts. 1/6 of the Earth, of the planet, has been on a normal weather cycle, is continuously year-round covered with permafrost, so it's constantly frozen. And as you're melting it now, the organic material inside that freezer, that permafrost layer,
mm-hmm.
that material is starting to rot. And some of that organic material includes viruses and diseases that have been frozen in the permafrost for hundreds of thousands of years.
And we may or may not have an immune system to handle
it. No, we don't even know what those diseases are.
Right.
Uffe Vilken from the Center for Geogenetics in Denmark said that permafrost contains DNA sequences of diseases from 500,000 years ago. Living bacteria today could incorporate these genes and spread pandemics for which present-day organisms that would be like you and me have lost all immunity.
Right.
As climate change continues at its current pace, we could be dealing with diseases and viruses that we do not have a cure for, don't even have advanced knowledge about. So you go higher. Judy
Professor
Beebe.
Professor X.
Judy Beebe.
Yes.
The hydrogen molecule, gem therapy technology. I wonder how she's doing with that. We've known about the dangers of global warming, of climate change for a while. Yet this new research really raises the stakes, unless we want to be dealing with a bunch of really nasty viruses and diseases. It certainly is time to get serious about the greatest threat the human race has ever faced. Indeed. Yeah, we're getting down to the minutes here. A couple of minutes, so... also, antibiotics is at a tipping point. Mm-hmm. In other words, we can't use them anymore because we're using them in all the meat.
Oh.
All the animals are getting jacked up with antibiotics. The cows, the pigs, the sheep, they're using them on all the animals. And then we eat that. Not me, but...
No.
I'm just saying that... antibiotics have already come very close to extinguishing the DNA on the planet because it's a very uncool way to deal with this, and there are other solutions in the wings. So that's a good thing. And we discovered something like 495 new planets in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's it. This is why I gotta just say that even though things look like they are so dire.
Oh, another one. Scotland has opened up their electoral voting society to children, 16 and 17 year olds. Can now vote in Scotland.
Very
and they
good.
Believe that if they have that consciousness about their responsibility for the governance at an early age, that it will instill them to stay aware and know that this is not a spectator sport, like Tom Hartman says, tag, we're it. And it's really important that we stay aware of these things because it doesn't work to just ignore everything as if nothing's happening. I guess we got to go now, so let's come to the hour-long conference line just for an hour, and then we'll be back on BBS Radio Station 2 at the top of the next hour, best radio station in the universe, and the number on the conference line is 213 342-3000, and the PIN code is 23-23-23-pound. Join us and see you there, and bye for now.